Travis Salami, Tommy.
It is time for Radio Nibbles, and John Landorf is here with a special guest.
Good morning, Rosanna, and good morning to everybody gathered around the gigantic KGNU kitchen table in the Boulder Valley and around the world. Before I introduce my guest, I wanted to mention a couple of upcoming events. One is that next week, July 6th to 10, is KGNU's Summer Fun Drive. We'll have a special supersized Radio Nibbles at 8:30 next week with special guests and thank you gifts and your calls and everything else. And if you're a food business and would like to support KGNU, call Verity down at KGNU. And also today's Nibbles column in the Boulder Weekly, well, it's all about spinach, actually. But I'm also looking to put together a guide to roadside farm stands in Boulder County. If you can help by sending details, nibbles@boulderweekly.com. My guest is Ben Teitelbaum. He's an associate professor of ethnomusicology. I'd love to talk to him about music, but he's here to talk about a group he volunteers with, Sunflower Seeds Ukraine, at 8:30. He and a guest are going to talk a little bit more about Ukraine and some other issues, but he's here to talk about a special benefit on July 7th. Tell us about the Sunflower Seeds Ukraine, the organization, and then we'll talk about the restaurants.
Sure. It's great to be with you, by the way, this morning.
Welcome,
John. Sunflower Seeds Ukraine is a local Boulder-based Ukrainian aid organization. As far as we know, it's the only one. And it was founded by two immigrants to Boulder from Ukraine, one of whom will be joining us also later this morning. And their focus is small-scale, quick, nimble aid, protective and military gear only, of course no weapons, to people defending Ukraine, primarily on the Eastern Front. And they've developed a model for doing that very efficiently. It's all volunteer. It's all volunteer the entire way throughout the supply chain. So they've been doing amazing work for years. They started in 2014.
Oh, so they've been doing this for a while.
They did, although somewhat more informally than it was an organization.
Fundraising effort is specifically for a specific unit in the Donbas.
Yes, the primary relationship they have is with the 95th Air Assault Brigade in the Donbas, which sounds quite mighty, of course, and it is an impressive brigade, but it's also a brigade that is unfortunately pretty undersupplied.
But this is to provide them with protective equipment and first aid kits and things like that.
Exclusively.
Let's talk about this benefit, because it's really pretty cool. On July 7th, a whole bunch of restaurants are going to donate a portion of their proceeds to the organization.
Yes. And we're quite grateful for that support. We now have over 50 restaurants throughout the region who have offered to donate a portion of their proceeds from July 7th, throughout the day on July 7th, to our cause. And so we're doing what we can to get the word out so that people take the opportunity to both enjoy themselves, support one of our local establishments, and do something for Ukraine in the process.
Well, and it's especially remarkable because as listeners know, because we've talked about it with chefs and other people, the restaurants locally have really gone through an extremely difficult time the past couple of years. Yeah. And on top of that, right now with rising prices and everything else, it's very difficult.
Absolutely.
But the among the restaurants that are involved, it's a lineup of some of Boulder's best. You've got Ashkara, modern Israeli cuisine, Black Belly, the Dushanbe Tea House, Cafe Aeon. Get some paella. There's also Mexican food from Centro, even Glacier Ice Cream, which may come in handy on that day because it's probably going to be hot, as well as Jack's Fish House, Leaf, My Neighbor Felix, Ozo Coffee, our friends, Rayback Collective, and of course New Mexican cuisine at Santo. All you got to do is go out to eat on that day. Where can people get more information about the this part of it.
I would direct listeners to sunflowerseedsukraine.com/events if you want to be technical about it. Yeah. But if you go to our main webpage at sunflowerseedsukraine.com, .org, apologies. There you will get all this information and see the full lineup. We have restaurants up in the mountains as well, and north and south of Boulder. But Boulder is the hub.
Like I said, stay tuned because Ben's going to be here to talk more about the issues involved.
Hmm. And it seems like from what I have read, John, food is not only the only love that you have. I read that when you were younger, your dream was that to be a music critic, talking to your musical heroes and being paid to go to concerts.
So
this is your dream come true today.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to talk to you about music because I've written about music for the past 35, 40 years, but it was great to...
It'd be a pleasure, John.
And encourage you to read Nibbles in the Boulder Weekly this week because it's all about spinach. Turkish spinach dishes, Greek, Central American.
And what's the best thing you have eaten lately?
It was all spinach. You know, I don't know whether it was sog paneer or spinach empanadas, but it was definitely spinach. So read all about it today.